The family of famed cellist Bernard Greenhouse is preparing for another emotional goodbye. Last year, Greenhouse passed away at the age of 95. He had a long career as a master cellist and founding member of the Beaux-Arts Trio. Now his family is getting ready to part with the instrument that Greenhouse called his voice. That's Bernard Greenhouse playing his legendary Stradivarius cello. The 300-year-old instrument is known as the Countess of Stanline, and it's one of only 60 Stradivarius cellos in existence today. Now, this celebrated instrument is up for sale, and it's expected to match or exceed the previous record sale for a cello, $6 million. We're joined now by Elena and Nicholas Del Banco. Elena is Bernard Greenhouse's daughter. Her husband, Nicholas, wrote a book about his father-in-law. Welcome both of you to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good to be here.
I just imagine this was a difficult decision for you to sell your father's cello, Elena.
It was a decision that was long in coming, so I've had time to prepare for it. The instrument, as you know, has a certain value.
Yeah.
And, of course, the government will be interested in the taxes for it. And that in itself would probably be more than we could muster if we decided to keep it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the prospect of playing it the way I strum a ukulele is rather horrifying. it belongs in expert hands.
It's such a gorgeous instrument, and it really needs to be in the hands of a musician.
In 2008, producer Joe Richman actually recorded your dad, Elena, Bernard Greenhouse, at his home practice room. And your father talked about his own personal bond with his cello.
Yeah.
Let's take a listen to that clip.
A sandy quality to the sound, which turns to velvet in the auditorium. To the listener, it's a smooth, very beautiful quality, which is peculiar to Stradivarius' work. No other instrument has quite that sound. This cello, it's my voice.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Elena, I'd like to go back to the day that your father brought home this instrument in the first place. Do you remember that day? Do you remember him playing his Stradivari cello for the first time?
I do, and I remember the tremendous excitement because he just felt that he had found such a treasure. And you know, the cello sort of became our third sibling. It was a figure in our life. It traveled with us and it sat between us in the back seat of the car. And we had to watch it and take care of it and make sure nothing happened to it when he stepped away. And it was a family member.
Do you remember ever feeling like you were competing with the cello for your dad's affection or attention at any point?
I think I didn't feel so much about the cello as about music in general, that it was a competition. When I was a child, I would erase the names of students who were coming to work with him and put my own name in so that I might have an hour of his time.
Wow.
Which, of course, never worked. But what I do really remember feeling was that the cello got to go to Europe. And it went everywhere he went, and I yearned to travel with him. And that, I think, was what made me feel competitive. Why not take me?
Yeah.
Can I
please
add a little something about the travels of the cello?
Yes.
Because of the size of airplane seats, it required a first-class seat. And for a while, he would sit back in steerage and insist that the caviar and champagne be sent to him while the cello traveled regally up in first class, strapped in. And I think that's another version of the way Elena felt.
The cello getting the first class treatment.
Exactly.
They went on adventures together, this instrument and Bernard Greenhouse. I understand, though, sometimes he ended up leaving his instrument in places maybe he shouldn't have.
I don't think that happened often, but it did happen once and unforgettably. I think, again, it should be my wife who tells this tale because she was there.
Please,
well,
Elena.
I'll try to tell it as quickly as possible. This was my first trip to Europe, and our first stop was Dubrovnik, the summer festival, August 1968. And after the concert, as we were coming back to the hotel, My father was helping Lois Marshall, a contralto, out of the car and into the hotel. She had some difficulty walking. And when he turned back, the cab was gone, and the cello was in the trunk. And he just collapsed with anxiety. And we ran to the concierge, and slowly but surely they tracked down the taxi driver, woke him up at his house, because it was, of course, late at night, and he said, "I simply refuse to come back to the hotel till morning." So my father paced the lobby.
Didn't sleep, I imagine.
Oh, my God, no. And we stayed up with him. And at about 4 o'clock in the morning, the Soviets invaded Prague.
Oh, my.
And we were told that we had to leave the country immediately. It was Yugoslavia. But we didn't have the cello. So there was a great drama until the taxi driver showed up. He couldn't understand what the big deal was. He said he was coming. And I think it really took 15 years off my father's life.
Oh, man.
And then everybody was waiting on the bus, and we got on the bus, and we went to the airport, and we left.
I'd like to ask you, Elena, you know, have you given any thought about who you would like to own this instrument?
What would matter to me most would be that it would be somebody who made magnificent music on it and who revered it as my father did and kept it in this impeccable shape that it's in now.
It's beyond us to control.
But let's just say that we hope not to be sad.
We've been talking with Elena and Nicholas Del Banco, daughter and son-in-law of the late cellist Bernard Greenhouse. Greenhouse's Stradivari cello goes up for sale on Monday. Elena and Nicholas, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you so much, Rachel, for having us.
And thank you.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin.